"Why, you lazy boy, you," they used to say, "get up and do some work for once in your life." They did not understand that I was ill. And they did not give me medicine for this illness. They hit me on the side of the head. It is very strange, but those blows on my head often made the illness go away for a time. Sometimes, just one blow made the sickness disappear and made me want to start work immediately. Anyway, that evening, George and William Harris and I sat there for half an hour and described our illnesses to each other. I explained to George and William Harris how I felt when I got up in the morning. William Harris told us how he felt when he went to bed. Then George stood in front of the fire, and with great feeling, he showed us how he felt in the night. George always thinks he is ill, but really, there is never anything the matter with him, you know. At that moment, Mrs. Poppets, my housekeeper, knocked on the door. She wanted to know if we were ready to have supper. We smiled sadly at each other, and then we said that perhaps we should try to eat something. Harris said that a little food helped to prevent illness. So Mrs. Poppets brought the supper in. We sat down at the table, and for half an hour we managed to play with some steak and chips, and with a large cake that Mrs. Poppets had made. When we had made ourselves eat something, we filled our glasses and we lit our pipes. Then we began to talk about our health again. We were not quite sure what was the matter with us. However, we were all quite certain of one thing. We had been doing too much work.
"We need a rest," Harris said.
"A rest and a change," George added.
I agreed with George, and I said that perhaps we could go to the country. We could find a nice, quiet place, and we could sit in the warm summer sun. We could go somewhere peaceful, far away from other people. Harris said that he thought that would be awful. He added that he had been to a place like that once. Everyone went to bed at 8 o'clock, and he had to walk for an hour to buy cigarettes and a newspaper.
"No," Harris said. "If you want a rest and a change, then the sea is best."
I said that this was a terrible idea. A sea trip is fine if you are going for a month or two, but not for a week. I know what it is like. You start out on Monday, and you think that you are going to enjoy yourself. You wave goodbye happily to your friends. You walk up and down on the ship like Captain Cook, Sir Francis Drake, or Christopher Columbus. On Tuesday, you wish that you had not come. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you wish that you were dead. On Saturday, you are able to drink something. You begin to smile a little at the kind people who ask you how you are. On Sunday, you start to walk again, and you eat a little. And on Monday morning, as you stand and wait to get off the ship, you begin to enjoy yourself. I remember that a friend of mine once took a short sea trip from London to Liverpool for his health. He bought a return ticket, but when he got to Liverpool, he sold it, and he came back by train. So I was against the sea trip. Not for myself, you understand. I am never seasick. But I was afraid for George. George said he would be fine. In fact, he said he would quite like it, but he thought that Harris and I would both be ill. Harris said he was never seasick. In fact, he had often tried to be ill, but he had